Crosstalk Unhinged, an uncensored exploration of the current sporting world by distinguished hosts who must avoid saying bad words on the radio.
What are the kids going to think, Waddle?
Yurko, Waddle, Carmen, and Sylvie.
If the kids are listening to this, they're to begin with.
Crosstalk Unhinged. The podcast is out there in all its profane glory. Get it on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000.
This is Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000.
Hear that? We had an official welcome into our show.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I apologize if you were anticipating just a touch more hockey talk. Sweet Pat Boyle lost track of time. So now you have stumbled onto the Peggy and Dion show?
Right.
Is that what it's called right now?
Dion and Peggy.
Either way.
It's interchangeable.
It's interchangeable. Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I did
it's
have people actually like say, wow, Iron Woman, Peggy lasted 1 week. We did miss you.
Just to be honest, when Danny decided to go with the backup babysitter and ask me if I would do the show, I had a bunch of things planned for my weekends, you know.
Totally.
So we were in Costa Rica, got back last night.
Wow.
We went for a wedding. You know, there's like, I have another thing next weekend.
I guess. You're going again next weekend?
Oh, shush.
Peg, you have to give me the calendar too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
I guess I
should.
So that you know.
I need to know. I'm not going to miss one. Not one. Just kidding. I'm sure there will come a time. But I'm thrilled that you are back and I want to hear about your trip.
I have to get back to these Saturdays being, you know, not planning things.
Right.
Until after 1 o'clock.
Right. There's a lot of time after 1 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Costa Rica.
Yeah, tell me.
Well, we went for a wedding.
Okay.
And the bride and groom almost didn't get on the flight.
No. What happened?
All of the new travel rules are so confusing.
Wow.
I mean, so confusing. So you get something from United Airlines that then tells you, you need these requirements from the Costa Rican government to enter the country. And
okay.
So you download the app and you're redoing the same thing constantly. Your passport information, your vaccination information, if you tested positive recently, things like that. So I thought I saved mine and I'm in line and the woman says, well, I have your husband's, but I don't have yours. And now I'm trying to find, they send you a QR code. I can't find it on my phone. So thank goodness this woman, Wendy, at the United Airlines counter at O'Hare. Thank you, Wendy. She was helping me literally step by step to find it.
Wow.
Mine was on my husband's phone. So something happened recently. I don't know if I did an update on my phone. I'm not sure. But everything went to my husband's phone. So it actually was already there, but I had to redo it. We didn't know it was already there.
Of course.
So as we finally finish ours, we turn around, we see the bride and groom in line, and she is near tears. And I thought, oh, what's going on? They can't get his information in because they thought all they needed was one QR code, but you need
goodness.
A QR code for each traveler. So now they're trying to do his and there's no option. It says, I think J&J is a one shot vaccine.
Yes, okay. Yes, correct.
So it kept asking for the second shot and they're like, well, it's a one shot vaccine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so then they couldn't figure out where that was. We all go to the gate, right? Well, I'm TSA pre-check. I mean, this was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
I go in line, TSA pre-check with my husband. I go through, and I'm getting my stuff on the baggage line and going through security. And I look at it, I'm like, where's Jason? I'm like, where's Jason? And he's yelling at me. He's like, I didn't get pre-check. She told me I got to go all the way back over here.
Oh, that's the worst.
And he's a terrible traveler. I mean, he's anxious is not the word for my husband.
Yeah.
And so he has to go all the way. And I'm like, all right. So now I just want to get to the gate. I want to make sure. No bride and groom. No bride and groom. We're boarding. No, here they come. They're like running.
Wow.
Running through O'Hare. The bride and groom make it, thank goodness, for the Global Alliance desk that helped them and took them through a back door so that they didn't have to wait in line because were getting married, right? And then here comes my husband. He's also running. We all made the flight. Thank goodness. And then we land in Costa Rica, and the bride and groom, again, get pulled out of line.
Oh, come on.
Because for the exact same reason, and they didn't understand, and one of our friends speaks fluent Spanish, so he was able to help. And, I mean, it was, let me tell you, the wedding was phenomenal because everything they went through just to, I mean, it was.
Okay, so talk to me. Costa Rica, what was, had you been there before?
That was my third time, yes.
Third time,
yes.
Wow. And what can you tell me about it? Like,
beautiful. You know, there's white-faced monkeys everywhere that are really mean. They hang, if you don't have a covered balcony, which is what they did one morning, I should post a picture to show what they did to our friend's balcony. You know, everyone thinks they're so cute and, oh, I'm going to feed the monkeys. I'm going to leave monkeys. Well, it's the worst thing you can do is leave food out for the monkeys because now they come back and they bring all their neighbors and they all want food. So the second or third day, I think it was, they were plastered on the window of their balcony, like plastered, banging on the window, like demanding.
What?
Yes, yes. So they were all like, they were scared.
Well, yes.
Yeah. So you see monkeys everywhere. You get woken up by the howler monkeys, you know.
Okay.
And do you know what a howler monkey is?
I don't.
So I'm gonna
I'll
step away from
for
the mic. They're bigger. They just kind of like, they're just these big lazy asses that just lay in the trees, you know. And then you wake up to,
no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so it's cool, but it's beautiful country.
Really?
It is. It was, you know. You know, I know we're not supposed to talk about weather, you know, during in Chicago because nobody listening really cares that
how lovely it was. Yeah.
But it was, you know, 88 to 92.
Of course.
Every day. It was gorgeous and
fun.
I had a celebrity sighting.
You had a celebrity sighting. You have to tell me.
I had
right out of the gate.
Well, I would say on day two or three, we met a couple of girls at the pool and they said, oh, you sat right here because of blank, blank, blank. And I said, no, I don't know who that is.
Right.
And she said, you literally sat down and he was in the pool and he was like practicing his golf swing. And then he was cleaning up his stuff at his lounge chair and he was singing to himself with his fiance or girlfriend. And I said, oh, so it turned out to be Liam Payne from One Direction.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right.
So, I mean, awesome.
Do you remember 2 weeks ago I told you I might be the worst person to ask anything about music?
Oh, same. I'm similar in that vein.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would not have known. No, I would not have known that was him.
I kept referring to
even
him
when
as
someone
Harry
said
Styles.
His name. I went, right.
I did.
Right. That I know.
And these girls were like 28. And every time I was like, gosh, I can't believe I miss Harry Styles. And they were like, Mom, it's not Harry Styles. It's Liam Payne. And I was like, well, what's the difference? And they're like, Liam's the one that not everybody knows.
Clearly.
Right? But they recognized him from his tattoos. So, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
That is
our
cool.
Our last day, we were checking out of, we were at a hotel. I'm not going to say what hotel it was. We were checking out of our hotel and he was in the restaurant having lunch. And while we were waiting for our shuttle, all of a sudden he walks up.
No way.
And he's standing there with his fiance waiting for a ride somewhere. And I looked over at him and because everyone told me he was practicing his golf swing at the pool the other day, I said, Liam, how's your golf swing? And he looks at us. Oh, not so good. Not so. And he walks over and we had a good 10-minute conversation.
Stop it.
Talking about golf.
And you did not call him Harry Styles.
I did not.
Well done.
Right. But I said, didn't one of you guys, because of course, being the journalist I am, I Googled him after the first day. And I said, did you have something to do with golf or a golf company or something? And he was like, oh, no, that's Niall. Is there a Niall in
I
One Direction?
Absolutely no idea.
Horan, yeah.
There we go. Thank you, Tyler.
Is he the one that just got sick on his British Airways flight?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'll check that.
You did a deep dive.
Oh, I was, yeah, I became like obsessed at that point, like trying to find, I don't even know. Tyler.
It is Nile, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, Nile.
Wow, mm-hmm. Look at you.
One little
so
tweet.
So up on pop culture.
Well, look what happened. So I tweeted out a picture that you guys will see on my Twitter account that after we landed, and I hashtagged One Direction. Well, my goodness.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. Well, Liam himself, if he's the one that nobody knows, and he had like 34 million followers.
Wow.
So now I have all of these people that are commenting, you know, and I said, Liam at Liam Payne, nice to meet you. Hit him straight and don't forget a caddy next time, because we were talking about the Arnold Palmer course in Costa Rica. It's tough, and yeah, the sand traps are really tough, and the caddies, there's only two of them, but they're super helpful. So he was like, I had no idea. So this is how the story ends. You know, I didn't want to be a stalker, and I said, can I take a picture with
yes.
you? And I know this is really bad, because then, you know, it's their private time.
Of course.
And I
of
said,
course.
If you think it's going to draw attention, I said, I will not do it. I said, I totally understand. He goes, no, come on. So we take the picture. After we take the picture, my husband says to him, if you ever want to play Medina Country Club, give me a call. Here's my card. And his card is on his phone. So it's a QR code, right?
Oh, wow.
So
that is very high tech.
Liam takes his phone and gets the QR code. And while we were on our shuttle, messages my husband and says,
no way.
Oh, how about a home and away series? I'll come to Medina and you guys can come play my course in London.
What? What?
So
what is
Danny Zetterman?
Hold on.
Danny Zetterman.
When is he coming on the show?
Saturday's off.
When is he coming on the show now?
Yes.
We have his number.
Hang on. It just, you know, we gotta
get him on our show.
We gotta pave the path a little bit. We gotta pave the path.
I am blown away.
See?
This is...
I told
wow.
you I would have stories.
You raised the bar.
Heidi,
I got nothing.
You.
I ran kids to events all week. I did nothing exciting
that.
That is so amazing. So now here is my question. If Tyler played a One Direction song, would you know it?
I was just going to say, Tyler. Okay.
We can play a little game later.
Yes. If you play two songs and I have to guess which one is One Direction.
Yes. Yes, Tyler, we're doing this.
Oh, my Lord.
We're doing this.
I don't know if I would... Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't feel bad about that. But now that you're friends with him, you kind of have to know.
Yeah. So don't anyone be, you know, tweeting or Instagram messaging, you know, at Liam Payne. Don't be friends with Peggy Kaczynski because she really doesn't know who you are. Maybe that was why he liked me.
I think it is because
right?
you weren't like a super fan.
I wasn't like obnoxious.
Or a fan at all.
And I didn't ask him to sing.
You didn't.
Yeah,
right.
We talked golf. See? Good approach.
That was a good approach. This is why you're a good reporter.
It's a good approach. You didn't do anything for Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh, I mean, what's such a look?
I'm like, was Valentine's Day this week?
Wasn't it?
What? It was Monday. Yeah, but yeah. I just have no recollection. I mean, the week was long. No, I don't think we did anything for Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's my husband's birthday. Happy birthday, Jason.
Today?
Oh, as if he's listening.
He's not?
No.
Jason,
no.
What else is he doing?
Please, this will be 25 years that we're married, and you know the big joke. Throughout my entire career working at Channel 5, I would come home from work, and he would say, "Oh man, did you hear what Lovie Smith said today? Or did you hear this? Or did you hear that?" And I'd say, "Well, yeah, I like that. I asked that question.
There, yeah,
I'm the one that asked that." And he would go, "Oh yeah, Gian Greco had it on, and it was like, yeah,
that is awesome."
I'm like, he still is watching Channel 7. Our 25 years of marriage, he never switched over to Channel 5.
No way.
No.
I knew I liked him.
Old habits are hard to die. I know, right? I know. So hard. Yeah. But yeah, his birthday. So
happy birthday. All right. I see a zero. So I think we should toss a break.
And
when
is
we come
that
back,
what that means again?
We got to find out what people are doing today. What's going on?
What's that phone number again?
312-332-3776. Did I do it?
Yeah. Or you can text us at 3377.
No, we don't text anymore.
No, we don't text.
No more texting. No.
You can email the Catman at ESPN.
Stop it.
I'm looking at all the notes that they have up here. Yes, please email the Catman.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Live stream ESPN 1000 or take a listen to our other shows on demand. It's the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Peggy Adeon.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
I think we kind of need like a chick also saying it, you know?
I know. It just sounds funny. This is awesome, Tyler.
Is Peggy
making
India.
My day right now, yeah. Tyler, with this song.
Ooh. What is this?
This is Snoop.
Oh, yes. I did know that. Okay, halftime.
Did you know that? I should have said, this is a One Direction song.
That's what we should do. One Direction or Snoop. Coming up at 10:45 or 11:45.
I actually did.
Okay, so I am curious, Peggy, what was it like watching the Super Bowl in Costa Rica?
So, funny you should ask. We have been there before during the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
Yes. And no, I did not. It was One Direction, not No Doubt. And
funny.
Ba-dum-boom. And so you can get it on the World Channel, like whoever has the South American rights or Central. It's technically Central America.
Yeah.
But what was interesting is, you know, like Peacock only was in certain European countries and I think Mexico. Yeah. So we were searching. We got some world feed, okay. But every commercial was the same commercial for football in Costa Rica. The exact same one. So
wow.
We went with six couples, and finally everyone's going, we're missing all the commercials.
Because
I'm sitting there, and I'm like hitting responses on Twitter and everything. They're like, what's everyone talking about? I'm like, the commercials. So I had to reach out to my one of my teenage sons,
yeah,
college sons, and called up one of the illegal streams, and we then mirrored it off of our laptop onto the TV.
Oh, wow.
And so we were able to watch.
Cool.
So it was really fun. Someone may or may not have had strip cards. I'm just saying. I have a whole stack. I mean, whoever had a whole stack of them. So we remembered to bring those with us. I did not win anything, of course. But it was really fun. And when the halftime show came on,
yeah,
we were all up dancing.
Of course.
Were you?
Oh, it was. Well, I was in the sports office, so I don't know that I was
dancing.
That
would not have been cool, right?
But I would have been like total singing along, and my producer, yes, Larry Snyder, looks at me, he's like, how do you know all the words? And I looked at him, and I was like, this is my lifetime. Like, this is my hip-hop passions all coming together. We talked about it last week on the show, like, how much this whole ensemble was singing to my heart. Like, it was awesome. I have listened. Spotify immediately the next day had a halftime show compilation of all the artists, and it has been the soundtrack of my week. So happy.
Me too.
It was amazing. Mary J. looks good.
Uh-huh.
She looks really good.
And I know they had the problem with the anthem and misidentifying, but was there a lip sync problem? Because
not that I know.
When you're a country away like this.
Right.
Everything is a little delayed anyways, and so
I didn't notice any of that. I thought it was so well done. It was so well done to bring them all together, and you could tell how into it they were.
Yep.
And I remember Prince. I remember that show, and I know that that's been the argument, like, which one is the best of all time? I think that what I've noticed this week is just how much that halftime show catered to my this generation,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, suddenly realized that that's what the Super Bowl was doing the whole time, was catering to this audience that they nailed it, right? Like, with this generation, like with our age group. And it was so great.
But I tweeted that out, best halftime show ever.
Yeah.
And boy, some of negative responses.
Very negative. I know.
Michael Jackson's show was phenomenal.
Yes.
The wardrobe malfunction was phenomenal.
It was still a great show. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake has, I think, done it twice. So,
yeah. I thought Katy Perry was really good. There was a lot of production to her, but I remember it. I thought it was very good. This just, I loved how they brought in like the way they did the stage, introduced each one. They saved Eminem for the end. Like, it was awesome. It was awesome.
And the way that they bridged the Generations yeah. was
it was just I, so
how
cool.
Do you guys, did you like it, or did you feel like you had no idea who some of the people were? 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. I was immediately texting my sons because they love hip hop.
Yeah.
And they like old school hip hop too. So
that's awesome.
They thought it was cool.
Now, I will say that the next day I did listen to the unedited versions.
Oh.
And wow. I mean, it's tough. Some of it's like, oh my. I mean, and I am, you know, like it was just a little bit, I preferred the edited version, let's just say, but we watched it more than once. My kids thought it was so cool. And I mean, it was, but yeah, some of the lyrics are tough if you listen to it without the edits. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't remember it being that rough growing up or in college, but maybe I was just ignoring it. I don't know.
Oh, we didn't see. This is the difference. You listened to hip hop in college. In college, it was still R&B for me.
Like, there was nothing wrong with that. I love R&B.
There was no hip hop.
No, none.
Well, not that I knew of. No, in the early 80s. No. No, it was still R&B.
Yeah.
It was, you know, hip hop. Gosh, I will say Snoop is the only one I knew for years. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Love Snoop.
What's his name that's on the TV show that has like a million seasons and he plays one of the detectives? Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Thank you. See,
my eyes. I was like, wait, what is she talking about?
When you're my age, you have to keep talking until like your memory
works
kicks
it out.
In.
Work it out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So I remember those guys, you know, from the beginning, but I loved it. I'm sorry.
I thought it was great, too.
I thought it was fabulous. Awesome.
Yeah.
Super Bowl ending. Were you going for Cincinnati because you're a Cleveland?
I kind of was. Ohio. I loved the story. I loved the energy that they had. Truth be told, this is one of those years that I was like, I just want a good game, right? Like, I don't care. And I thought it was a good game. I thought that it was an exciting finish. I was engaged in the whole thing. So I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good ending to the season.
Yeah. I thought it was exciting because, you know, we just want a great game.
Yes.
You
yes.
always just want
if you're
a great
not,
game.
If your team's not in it, you just want a great game. We were talking last week, though. I've never gambled. And I think I've never done it. And I need help. That's not a secret. I need help. I'm afraid to do it. So I need someone to like kind of guide me.
Yeah.
Take baby steps so that I don't, you know, lose sleep or whatever. But I realized during the Super Bowl of no teams that I really care that much about how much more exciting it would have been if I had money on things.
Well,
that's all.
But I will say I had money on Cleveland, but I was cheering that it would be a great upset
Cincinnati.
For the Bengals. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cincinnati, not
see,
Cleveland.
I just
it's okay.
Yeah, look, I'm already Cincinnati, Cleveland. I had who was the other team? The Rams.
The Rams.
No, I
yes.
actually bet the Rams.
Okay,
but I thought it was exciting that the Bengals in the end. I was like, this is going to be a great upset.
This is
amazing.
I thought they were setting it up for their rookie kicker to come in and either tie it and send it to overtime or do something dramatic in the end. I thought that's what was setting it up because he had had such a great postseason, never missed. I just thought that'd be a cool story. But I think they'll be back. I think they will have the biggest Super Bowl hangover law like that that doesn't quite, that will hold them back next season.
Yeah.
I really do.
All right. Speaking of hangovers, Matthew Stafford
at
the rally.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone tried way too hard to turn it into the Tom Brady of last year.
Right.
Or, you know, the couple of the Blackhawks rallies where a couple people spoke and it was like, it was not that funny when he was sloshed.
No.
It really wasn't.
No. He didn't. No, it wasn't. It was not like Tom Brady.
And I'm sorry, but my first reaction in Costa Rica watching this up on one of the TV screens at one of the bars was, oh my gosh, there's like no people there.
Well, that's the first couple of shots we saw, it did look like there was no one there.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. And then I think the crowd grew towards the end, but like that shot that kind of went viral looked like nobody cared. And I know that's not the case. I know that's not the case. It's just the way that looked.
I know, but I thought that was really a well-placed joke by Matthew Stafford thanking all the fans who have been there all year. I was like, look around, Matthew. There's like no one there.
I know.
It's L.A.
Yeah,
it's,
they've got other things to do.
That's everyone leaves early in L.A. for sporting events.
Though I know it is like the dead of winter here, but man, it is so pretty out there. I mean, every shot, every like bump back during the Super Bowl and then during the parade, it was like, wow, look at all the vibrant, bright colors.
Oh my gosh,
it was so pretty.
You're in television. You know that. You're not going to bump back with an ugly,
but it was
desert shot that was
stunning, gorgeous.
Yeah, they always have such pretty ones. But the photographer falling off the stage.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? Did you guys see this out there? If you go online and you see Matthew Stafford and photographer on stage, there was a woman photographer that
stumbled off the stage,
taking a picture Matthew Stafford and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the wife asked her to take a picture for them.
Okay.
And so she was at the edge, and literally they're standing there, and all of a sudden she just
fell
out of sight.
And neither Matthew nor his wife stopped and helped her up or anything. They just kind of turned and walked away.
No,
right?
The wife walked over. Like, their looks on their faces was like shocking.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He turns around like, oh, I don't want anything to do with this. Now, probably because he was drunk, reportedly.
Right.
Whatever.
Allegedly.
What's that word I have to say? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. So he turns and walks away, and I'm thinking it's because he's drunk, and he's like, oh, shoot. I don't want anything to do with this. But
let's not draw attention to this. But at the same time,
she broke her back.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman, and the wife goes over and looks, and her face is just like, oh, my gosh. And apparently they did call for help.
Okay.
So they did, but it looked
really bad.
Horrible.
And now I know they are paying for her medical procedures.
Oh, they are?
Yes, they
because
are.
There was a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I believe that they are contributing to her, her medical expenses.
That was pretty bad.
Oh,
those rallies.
That was pretty bad. But did you see the tweet from Tom Brady that went viral when he said, mix in water, take it from me?
Yeah.
Which is funny because it made me go back and look at Tom from last year, and you could just tell that he doesn't drink. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you just knew that he was waiting all year to for that moment to celebrate that way. You know that it wasn't like his tolerance is very low.
Hey, we would love to know your thoughts as well on what did you guys think of the halftime show? What did you think of the whole Matthew Stafford
what, like,
and his
stuck with you? Like a week later, what are you still taking from that Super Bowl?
Totally.
That was last Sunday.
I know.
It feels like
even a week ago.
Wasn't even a week ago. Yet it feels like it was a month ago. I'm telling you, my weeks were long, Peg. They're just long.
Mine was too short.
I bet.
312-332-3776. 312-332-3776.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Welcome back to Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
I'm not even going to say anything when it comes to the music. I'm not going to say anything. I won't.
Don't.
I won't.
It's not bad, though.
Because we both loved the halftime show. I ran into Liam Payne from One Direction while I was on my vacation in Costa Rica. And now we're like best buddies.
you are. You are. You've become friends. He's like your... He is. He's...
Right.
I would love to know if some of our listeners have celebrity sightings that they'd love to share for us.
Like, it has to be more than I saw this person.
Like an interaction?
You actually
celebrity interaction. Yeah.
And, I'm so iffy on those because I don't want to bother them when it's their personal time.
Right, of course.
But these days now, there's a lot on the line for me to teach my kids that I'm, like, a little bit cool.
Yeah, that is... A little bit.
Just a little bit. Like, I need to be able to pull out a picture of One Direction.
No, I think that is very cool.
My 13-year-old daughter is like, hey, Mom, she goes, tell him I want to play iMessage Words with him or something. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that
means.
I couldn't even ask him that because I would look like the big idiot. You know, I'm like, I can't ask him that because I don't know what that is. So.
Right.
And she just looks at me and rolls her eyes, But I was really cool in front of all the 13-year-old girls when I got to tell the story last night when we got home.
I think it's very cool.
It was super fun. But here's an athlete story that, outside of all the athletes that we have met, because the Olympics are going on, I was thinking about this the other day, that When I was in high school on the northwest side of Chicago at Resurrection High School, our senior year, you know, they give out the, you know, best this, most yeah. this. Best athlete was a girl by the name of Gloria Bogacki, and she was from Park Ridge, and she was a speed skater. So wow. This is 1981, and this girl, I mean, she would go and do her workouts in West Allis, Wisconsin, which is a suburb wow. of like Milwaukee. And I didn't realize the U.S. national team, that's where they trained, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so she went every day before school and trained, and then would drive. First, they'd drive from Park Ridge to West Allis.
Oh, my goodness.
Then she would come all the way back and go to school.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, you have to.
The dedication. And I don't know what happened. I had to look up to see why she wasn't in the Olympics, because I know Bonnie Blair was the year after mm-hmm. her, and Bonnie Blair was in Champaign, and then Bonnie Blair moved to Milwaukee to train yeah. with the national team. And I know that Gloria had, I had to look this up. They used to have what was called the Sports Festival back in like 1979, 1980, and Gloria won 4 gold medals. But yet, she wasn't on the 1980 Lake Placid team.
Huh.
So I'm not sure like what happened that year. And then I was looking up in 86, she won 9 gold medals at the U.S. Olympic Festival. But she wasn't on the 84 team. I'm looking, I was like, I don't know what happens. I don't know if any of you guys are speed skating fans, especially, you know, in the Northbrook area, Park Ridge, yeah. you know, where people do speed skating. Trying to find out, you know, what happened. I don't even know what happened to Gloria Bogacki, but she was the best athlete I knew who actually yeah. was, you know, running in this famous crowd of Olympians back when we were seniors in high school. So to me, that was, you know, but we see athletes all the time. So I would love to know who's the most famous athlete or celebrity that you have had a run-in with or that you can say that you actually know. 312-332-3776. Give us a call, because I love hearing, what I don't love hearing is when people go, oh, I ran into him and they were having dinner with their wife and he was such a jerk. You know, it's
yeah,
like,
I don't like that either. I don't like that either.
We want to hear the good stories. We want to hear the positive stories. And if I was really, really crappy to someone, do not call and tell us that story, because I am sure there are a few out there. It happens. We all have good days and we all have
yeah,
bad days.
We all have, yes.
But you don't have a celebrity run-in or anything?
No, I can't think of one, which is embarrassing, maybe? I don't know. I mean, I remember at the Final Four meeting Charles Barkley, and I was very much a fangirl. And I was like, can I take a picture with you? I mean, I love Barkley. So that was one that I remember that really stuck with me.
Who's the most famous person from your hometown? Dionne Miller.
Absolutely. No idea.
What?
No, I have no idea. From my hometown.
What about your high school?
Yep, no idea. I mean, I graduated with 25 people. Like, I was in a teeny tiny private school.
So you probably are the most famous.
I guess. I don't even think I'm famous. But you were mentioning the Olympics, so I wanted to kind of transition to talk about the 15-year-old figure skater who has had such a rough week. Kamila Valieva, I think that's how you say her name.
Yeah.
And just the controversy surrounding her and the way that it finished for her and the devastation that she felt and the Olympic chairman or president saying that he didn't like how even the Russian coaches treated her. I mean, it was, as a parent of a tween, almost a teenager, I had to think, like, we teach them to respect your elders. We teach them to do what you're told. We teach them, you know, if your coach is in charge of you, like, she was poised to win gold. And then it all just crumbled. And I just felt like the weight she was carrying was so heavy and so disappointing that it ended that way. But I just was kind of, it just has caught my attention this week that, you know, she had tested positive for something that was long before the Olympics even began.
And back in December.
Back in December. And then she had to deal with that pressure and obviously crumbled underneath it. So, and it just was heartbreaking.
Once again, we blame all the adults that are around her.
Of course.
Number one, her coaches. Listen, young athletes take vitamins, maybe it's a painkiller, maybe it's all the time, not really understanding everything that
right.
they're doing. But because it was Russia, It's like, come on, this was ridiculous. And how they even let her December positive test, it was just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you don't follow the rules.
Yes.
Just follow the rules.
Well, this is why people get frustrated with the Olympics all the way around, because they feel like there's always, a doping scandal around the Olympics.
Right.
Like, call me when there's actual news. And that's what's frustrating, because they work so hard for this moment. And she's so young to be caught in the midst of this and to feel like everything she's worked for was gone. I mean, you could just see the emotion in her face and how, and also, like, even every time she performed, just so stoic and so serious. And
I mean, stunning,
but at 15, to be feeling that kind of weight and carrying that kind of pressure just was really heartbreaking to me. It was very heartbreaking to me.
See, it's so funny because you're looking at it from a parental view, and I'm looking at it like, okay, Russia cheated again.
Right.
You know, what is the big, you know, who cares? They cheated again. And that is what's turning people off from watching. And ratings are way down. And
I know. They were way down. And I couldn't find them half the time, which was not fun. Like, couldn't find.
Me neither. That
and I get excited about watching, like, the women's hockey team and watching Kendall Coyne, like a friend of mine. I wanted to watch her in that moment, and I couldn't find the games.
I know.
And that was really challenging.
All right. We're going to keep talking about this. We have a couple other things we want to talk about as well. And we want to take your phone calls.
We've
were talking about
ones.
My run-in with Liam from One Direction. We're now BFF, so... You know, I'll send pictures to you guys later on.
And I have none of those. I have no fun things like that.
We want to hear who your run-ins are with famous people, or who's the most famous person you know from your school. Obviously, nobody went to school with Dion that has any success. Although I would say ABC7 in Chicago and ESPN Chicago is pretty darn successful,
well,
Dion. So, I grew up in Chicago on the Northwest Side, so there's a lot of different people. So it's kind of fun to do it. But we want to hear yours. 312-332.
Call us, tell us.
3776, and we'll be right back.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
Welcome back to Peggy and Dion on ESPN 1000.
After my whirlwind trip to Costa Rica, where I became best friends. Wait, is this song?
Is this One Direction?
Is this a song I should know?
Should I know?
I don't know. No.
No.
Oh, thank goodness. You're good.
Goodness. We both looked at each other. We're like, that sounds like a young group of
boys
singing.
It does sound young. Yeah.
I ran into Liam Payne from One Direction, and if you check out my Twitter feed, you will see the picture of me, or on Instagram as well. And he was great, but my approach was not like, oh my gosh, I love your music, because I don't think I could name any song. He was practicing his golf swing next to the pool and kind of, you know, just into his own little world. And when I ran into him a couple of days later, I said, Liam, how's your golf game? And he could not stop talking about golf. He said he's obsessed with it now. He belongs to a club in London. And my husband zoomed right in and said, if you ever want to play Medina Country Club, you know, here's my card. And so Liam had to use his phone to read the QR code, which is my husband's business card. Brilliant, by the way, my husband to do that.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you know, we get a message from him like 15 minutes later saying, why don't we do a home and away? You know, I'll come to your club and then you guys come to our club.
That's so amazing.
Yes. Okay.
We could take the show on the road.
Right?
I would be so game for that.
So we wanted to know what you guys, like, who's your celebrity run-in, or who's the most famous person you know, maybe from your high school, your grammar school, your neighborhood growing up, anything
like that.
That's
some good responses. I'm excited.
I know. This is, if you have any that you have not called us yet, you guys have to call us at 312-332-3776. Where should we go? Let's go out to Arlington Heights.
Let's do it.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
We're good. How are you?
I am fantastic. The story reminds me of want to get back in some sun, but I'm doing great. Thank you.
And who is your celebrity run-in, Sam? In Arlington Heights, I'm going to say it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I wish. I might even take him over Justin Fields, but... I grew up in Palatine, but just moved back about a year ago. But for the last 11 years, living on St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh, and, wow. Why yes. did you
Sam,
come home?
What are you doing here?
Well, I don't want to make the program sad, and there's a reason for everything, but my wife passed away from cancer, so I wanted to be closer to family.
I understand. That makes sense.
We're sorry for your loss.
So sorry about
That's
that.
That's rough.
It's okay. So Kenny Chesney is a resident out there. He lives out there.
No kidding.
So, nope. He spends most, when he's not touring, he spends all his time out there. He's got a house out there, just got rebuilt after the 2017 Hurricane Irma. So my daughter at the time, this is going back 6 years ago, was 7 years old. And the local school she went to does a give back to the community. And St. John is small, only 4,000 people. And it was about 8 o'clock at night, and we stopped and got a late dinner, and we knew Kenny lived there, and we knew who he was, but, you know, like you said, you don't want to bother anyone, and that's sort of like the unwritten rule, not to talk to him if you're a resident there, just nod hello, and he saw my daughter Marley with the shirt that says Gift Hill Gives Back, and he said, hey, I know what you guys do great, let me buy you an ice cream.
So
long story short, you know, we were sitting with them, just doing small talk, and the manager came up and said, Marley, is Kenny Chesney your favorite country singer? And Marley looked and, you know, she's young, 7. She said, nope, I like Luke Bryan.
Oh, is that funny?
That's awesome.
So he laughed, and he thought it was hilarious. So, you know, we became friends, and he was much better friends with my wife. And, you know, every time at the end of the year, you know, he took care of us down in New England. We'd fly up there, and he'd get us backstage passes and everything.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that.
Gosh, Sam, that's a really good story.
That's really good.
That's where you know, you become friends with them and everything. Like, I am going to be with Liam Payne. I'm going to London to play his golf course, and I'm sure we're going to become good friends.
I'm going to say, like, you just made me a Kenny Chesney fan. Like, that is awesome. I love hearing that. Like, what a real, honest, authentic person. That's pretty cool. I love that story, Sam.
And really great. I mean, he does so much for the community, and he even ended up paying my daughter's school tuition for the rest of the year after he found out my wife died. So,
what a great person. That is awesome. Wow, you have set the bar incredibly high, Sam.
Sam, thank you for joining
and
us and giving
my
us
day.
That.
I love that.
That's a really good story.
Thanks, Sam.
My sister-in-law, Blue, who, yes, that's her name, she is like a celebrity stalker. She can pick out someone who had a minor role on a minor show, literally walking down the street from across the street.
No kidding.
So we were out to dinner in Marco Island, Florida, one year on a girls' golf trip. And this guy walks through the restaurant with his family, big, tall guy. And she says, Peg, who is that? And I look over and I said, oh, that's Bill Laimbeer. And she goes, oh, she jumps up from the table and she has to get pictures with every celebrity.
Really?
And I go, Blue, don't do it.
No, don't do it.
He's not known as being a very friendly guy. I said, I wouldn't do it. And she's like, no, all good. And so she chases him down. She's like, big guy. I'm like, oh no. Oh, I'm just shaking my head because I would always tell kids at the ballpark whenever they're yelling for an autograph, I go, say their name.
Yes.
Just say their name. She's like, big guy, come on, how about a picture? And he goes, no, you know what? I'm with my family. We're sitting down to eat dinner. And she goes, oh, come on, it's all good. We'll be really quick. And he goes, no, thank you, though. And she goes, you don't have to be a dick about it.
She said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. What was his response?
No, he didn't care. Truly did not care. You think... Can you guys just hold on? We have so many great ones.
We have some great ones. I'm so excited.
Really, really good. But we have to take our break here at the top of the hour. We want to get to all of your calls. There's Jerry and Bilal and Skip and Mike. And I can't even see all the way down
Bob
the list.
And Cindy. Oh, my gosh. We got to get to this.
And Michael and Jan and Marsha. And
oh, my word. So ridiculous. You know what we have to do? We have to replace that photo that's circulating of us from our first show.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so bad.
So
and
today,
I look rough.
Instead of bad camo, I'm just in really bad, like, farmer gear. Like, you would not believe I grew up in Chicago.
I will tell you, I did have several options of wardrobe just because of this Twitch nonsense.
I know.
It's pressure I don't need on a Saturday morning.
It's not the Twitch nonsense.
It's not the Twitch. It's Twitch. We do have some wonderful comments going on in the chat room. So you can watch us on Twitch.
And you can listen here.
How do you do that?
You do it at twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Yeah, well done.
See?
Yep, there it is.
And
there
you
it
can
is.
See exactly how poorly Peggy dresses on a Saturday morning and how Dion always looks so together.
Oh, come on. If you could have seen me. I asked my seven-year-old, is this outfit appropriate?
But she we do yes. have to tell Danny Zetterman.
That picture.
You do not.
Go.
You get permission
yes.
from us as to which picture
and
to use.
In his slight defense, we posted it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did. So not all his fault.
All
we will
right.
fix that. We will hear from you guys on your celebrity sightings, your celebrity interactions. You're listening to ESPN 1000.